And now the shipping forecast, issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Friday, the 26th of December. There are warnings of gales in Fitzroy and southeast Iceland. The general synopsis at 1800, low east Fitzroy, 1011, moving slowly southwestwards and losing its identity by 1800 Friday. New low expected Trafalgar, 1008, by the same time. High, southeast Faroe, 1039, dissipating. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, north at Cirra, south at Cirra. Northerly, 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4, then northwesterly, 4 to 6 later. Occasional drizzle later, good, occasionally moderate later. 40s, Cromarty. Variable 2 to 4, becoming northwesterly 5 later in northeast 40s. Mainly fair, good. 4th, Tyne, Dogger. East 3 to 5, backing northeast 2 to 4. Fair, good. Fisher, variable 2 to 4, becoming northwest 4 to 6 later. Fair, good. German Bight, variable 2 to 4 in north, but easterly or northeasterly 3 to 5 in south. Mainly fair, good, occasionally poor near coast. Humber, Thames, Dover, White, Portland, Plymouth. East or northeast 4 to 6. Showers at first in Plymouth, good, occasionally moderate at first in Plymouth. Biscay, easterly or southeasterly, backing northeasterly for a time in north, 4 to 6. Showers, moderate or good. Trafalgar, northerly or northwesterly, 3 to 5, becoming cyclonic 4 to 6 later. Showers, then thundery rain later, moderate or good, occasionally poor later. South Fitzroy, cyclonic 4 to 6, thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. North Fitzroy, easterly or northeasterly, 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first. Thundery showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Sole, east or northeast, 5 or 6, occasionally 7 at first. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, Shannon. East or northeast, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first. Showers at first, good. North Rockall, southeasterly 4, becoming variable 3 or less, then northeasterly 4 or 5 later. Fair, good. South Rockall, Malin. Easterly or southeasterly, backing northeasterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in southeast Malin. Fair, good. Hebrides, South Bailey. Southeasterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 or less, then northeasterly 3 to 5 later. Mainly fair, good. North Bailey, southerly, becoming cyclonic 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Occasional rain, moderate or good. Faroe, Faroes, variable 2 to 4, becoming southwesterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in North Faroes, then veering northwesterly later. Drizzle later, moderate or good. Southeast Iceland, southwesterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 in north, veering northwesterly 3 to 5 later. Rain for a time, moderate or good. On to the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree Automatic, east by south, 3, 24 miles, 1,035, falling slowly. Stornoway, southeast by east, 2, 27 miles, 1,036, steady. Lerwick, calm, 22 miles, 1,038, now rising. Wick Automatic, southeast, 3, 16 miles, 1,037, falling slowly. Aberdeen, calm, 15 miles, 1,038, steady. Luchas, east, 3, 30 miles, 1,037, falling slowly. Boomer, east by north, 3, 22 miles, 1,036, falling slowly. Bridlington, east by north, 5, 1,033, now rising. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, east by north, 5, 5 miles, 1,028. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, east by north, 5, 5 miles, 1,026. St. Catherine's Point Automatic, east by north, 5, 1,026, rising slowly. Jersey, east by north, 4, 9 miles, 1,023, rising slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, east-northeast, 6, 5 miles, 1,024. Scilly Automatic, northeast by east, 6, recent precipitation, 6 miles, 1,022, rising slowly. Milford Haven, east-northeast, 3, 19 miles, 1,027, now falling. Aberporth, east-northeast, 4, 19 miles, 1,028, now falling. Valley, east-northeast, 5, 15 miles, 1,030, falling slowly. Liverpool Crosby, northeast, 3, 12 miles, 1,032, falling slowly. Valentia, east by north, 4, 22 miles, 1,027, falling slowly. Ronald's Way, east-northeast, 6, 19 miles, 1,033, steady. Malin Head, east-southeast, 5, 22 miles, 1,034, falling slowly. Macrahanish Automatic, east by north, 4, more than 38 miles, 1,034, now rising. Now here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours and issued by the Met Office at 2300 on Thursday the 25th of December. The general situation, high pressure will remain centred to the north of Scotland during the next couple of days, bringing mainly settled weather to the inshore waters. The wind will be light or moderate in strength for most northern waters, but further south a fresh or strong and cold east to northeasterly airflow will persist. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Southeasterly 4 or 5 at first in northwest, otherwise variable 2 to 4. Mainly fair, good, occasionally poor in south. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Variable 3 or less in north, but easterly or northeasterly 3 or 4 in south. Fair, good. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. Easterly or northeasterly 3 or 4, occasionally 5 at first in south, decreasing 2 at times later in north. Fair, good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, easterly or northeasterly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first in south. Fair, good. Gibraltar Point to Northumberland, easterly backing northeasterly 4 or 5, increasing 6 at times. Fair, good. Northumberland to Selsey Bill, easterly or northeasterly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 until later. Fair, good. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis, east or northeast 4 to 6. Fair, good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Easterly or northeasterly 5 or 6, occasionally 7 at first near the Isles of Scilly, then decreasing 4 at times. Showers at first in west, good, occasionally moderate at first in west. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Easterly or northeasterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 near North Devon. Showers at first near Land's End, good. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. East or northeast 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first. Fair, good. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. East or northeast 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first near Great Orme Head, decreasing 3 at times later. Fair, good. Isle of Man, east or northeast 4 or 5, increasing 6 at times. Fair, good. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch, easterly or northeasterly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first in south, decreasing 3 at times in north. Fair, good. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Easterly or northeasterly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first, then decreasing 3 at times. fair, good. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. Easterly or northeasterly 3 or 4, occasionally 5 at first in south, becoming variable 2 at times in north. Fair, good. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Variable 3 or less, increasing 4 at times, but becoming northeast 3 or 4 later. Drizzle later in north, good, occasionally moderate later in north. Finally, Shetland Isles. Variable 3 or less, becoming southwest 2 to 4, veering west or northwest 3 to 5 later. Mainly fair, good. And that completes the shipping bulletin.
And that also brings us to the end of our programmes here on BBC Radio 4. We'll be back at 5 o'clock in the morning. Until then, the BBC World Service takes our place, starting in a moment with a roundup of world news. If you'd rather stick with something Christmassy, on 4 Extra, the curtain is just about to go up on Christmas at Dingley Dell, where a group of friends are hoping to enjoy the festivities of a good old-fashioned Christmas. Do join us at some point during Boxing Day if you can. In the meantime, this is Jane Steele wishing you a very happy Christmas.
This is the newsroom from the BBC World Service. I'm Danny Cox. We'll get the latest on the US attack in Nigeria, as Donald Trump claims US forces have conducted a deadly strike against the Islamic State group. Why the Bolsonaro name could return to Brazil's presidency, and the former Cambodian opposition figure fighting for change.
It is important that we are active because we can express ourselves. In Cambodia, you cannot have any comment against the regime or you'll be in jail.
Switzerland launches a new exhibition highlighting espionage tactics and gadgets.
I invite you to discover the fascinating world of espionage during the Second World War.
And later, would you welcome a stranger to your home for Christmas?
There's a man standing in the darkness. In his right hand, he's got a black plastic bag with all his worldly possessions. In the left hand, a frozen chicken.
He came for Christmas dinner, stayed for 45 years on the newsroom.
Hello, I'm Neil Nunes with the BBC News. President Trump says the United States has launched deadly strikes against the Islamic State group in northwest Nigeria. The U.S. Africa Command said the strikes were carried out in coordination with the Nigerian authorities and killed what it called multiple IS terrorists in Sokoto. David Waddell has this report.
U.S. Africa Command revealed it conducted strikes in Sokoto State, killing what it called multiple Islamic State terrorists. It said the attack was launched in coordination with the Nigerian authorities. The strikes follow a pledge by President Trump last month to send troops, guns ablazing, as he put it, if Christians continue to be killed. The Nigerian government says that no religion is being explicitly targeted, and monitoring groups say Christians and Muslims are being killed in roughly equal numbers.
President Volodymyr Zelensky has said he's had an hour-long phone call.